Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing. Radio
X. Welcome to the Johnny Vaughan 4 till 7 thing podcast. You all right there, Gav?
Really good, yeah.
You know, it seems like only yesterday we were recording one of these podcast intros. It really does.
It does. It really does.
It feels like we literally did it. Yeah, I'm not kidding. Yesterday.
I know, yeah.
Tell me we didn't.
I think we didn't.
We didn't?
I think we didn't, John.
Why'd you say it in an accent that is of nowhere?
I don't know.
That's a great new hobby, inventing regional accents that don't exist.
It's not easy.
Like Adrian Durham on TalkSport.
Oh, yeah.
He's got an accent that's from nowhere.
He sounds like he's from London.
Yeah, but he's not, because then
I'm not having any coffee.
Not having coffee. It was much too fast.
Oh, yes, he does say
fast.
Northern.
Anyway, Gav, coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Let's not talk about Gav improvising regional accents that don't exist.
Sure.
How I'm Gavin Weds, improvising a little regional accent there. I don't exist, really.
It's just the way I talk.
Disco Mice, we ask, has animal experimentation gone too far? Plus, I bring you an amazing new way for cat owners to beat the lockdown blues. And Gav dishes up another creature with man on its menu. Get ready for him to open a Canis Lupus in his heroic little slot. Enjoy.
Radio X.
I don't know, I think it's more of a... It's like a deep marine blue.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Or sort of maybe royal blue?
Royal blue, yeah. Absolutely.
I don't know,
yeah.
But it's probably got some name we don't know, like Azaz. Do you know what I mean? Those weird colours. What sort of colours? Sort of...
Zulon blue.
Yeah. Very good one, Gavin. Zulon blue, I like that one. So I'm like, I don't know, this is more Avalon. Sorry, Azulite.
Yeah, Azulite.
So it's a really nice sort of Azulite.
Ascarinth.
83936, please. We're making,
send us your blues.
We're making up blues that you can't identify readily. Yeah. And they just...
Acrescent.
Yeah. Greegy. It's sort of like sort of greegy blue.
It is.
Gav,
yes.
Let's not get sidetracked with that, 83936.
No.
Looking for the first one just to come in now, fill a bit of time.
Yeah.
Before we go to the main event. Yeah. It's Little Simon, massive weekend.
Huge weekend.
Tell us about you charging up this mower.
Yeah, took delivery of a lawnmower. Because you know when you
electric lawn.
No, just let him try and fill. I want to see how bad he really is. Go on.
This is when you take delivery of an Ego SP.
Ego. 1701. You're lying.
It's an Ego 1701 ESP. It's self-propelled. ESP. You got to tell people.
Oh wow. Okay. You can
and,
tell people.
It's a serious bit of kit. I bet it is.
Oh wow! It looks very expensive.
Yeah, no,
it's got headlamps.
Well, it looks like
if
a
you
mower.
Want to do it in the dark.
Wow.
I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Night mowing.
Yeah.
That reminds me a little bit of my Manscaper.
Yeah.
which I got sent when they sponsored the podcast, because that's got a headlight on it.
That's it. Right.
Yeah, so you can work it wherever you...
For night work.
Yeah, you can manscape away, you know, while your partner's asleep. You can be manscaping under the covers there. Yeah. I generally sellotape it to the top of my head. Anyway, walk around the house for it.
Nightscaping.
Just look for things to scape.
Fantastic.
Perhaps I could visit your lawn. Maybe not. So, was it a good?
It's a serious bit of kit. It comes with a massive, like textbook almost for the instructions.
So it doesn't move itself. It's not like one of those hoovers.
It can do. But it looks like a normal mower with handles. You can set it going. It's just in case you need to go up an incline.
What? And then you can walk away and it mows the lawn.
You just raise the wheels.
Yeah.
And you can set it presumably for grass height stuff like that. But that shouldn't happen anyway unless you're on holiday and you haven't got a good neighbour to do it for
it's
you.
It's true. Yeah.
It's got the power of petrol. It's got power of a pet.
That's a really weird description. That's not a thing.
That's what the sales
people. Okay, I just want to say, I always think when they put it's got the power of the petrol, you sort of think, oh, yeah, petrol. Excuse me. What's the point here?
It's as good as what we've got.
Okay, do you charge? Yeah. Do you charge it up?
Yeah, you charge it up, right? You whack it as a massive battery pack. You charge it up and it started whirring. That's when you know it's
Don't say whirring like that. It was horrible.
It started wearing.
Were you trying to be sexy then? No, I just know because I know you've had a couple of texts from ladies saying they actually quite like your voice. I've noticed you ramping it up since then. And then it just started whirring. Yeah. And I
found myself...
I got the, got it out of the charger. Just shoved the charging unit straight onto the old, onto the main frame, and it was just whirring.
Openly whirring.
flagrantly. Openly. And it started whirring, this thing. John, you should have been there, darling. It was, it was quite exciting.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing. Radio X.
Do you know what, Gav?
What?
Milton, the new arrival.
Yeah.
I was Vanessa's at the gym this morning, so I had the happy time of having a tough baby on my own.
Right.
And it's amazing. You try and do your morning routine with them there.
Right.
And just everything's really fast with one head.
Yeah, one eye on the baby. Even though they're not
supposed to. So I was using, the tough toothbrush.
Yeah.
In the tough bathroom.
Uh-huh.
Had a tough shower. Went downstairs. But then I had to sort of, all the time looking there between things, and then I thought, well, I'll bring him in his bouncer in the while I'm having a tough shower. I'll have him there in the tough bounce in the tough shower bouncer.
What do you mean tough? When you talk about tough shower, what's a tough?
That's how it's going to be now, Gav.
Why?
It's just a change of stuff. Right. I went down to the tough kitchen to prepare the tough breakfast. I tell you why I'm doing it, Gav.
Why?
And then, by the time I'd fed the tough baby,
yeah,
I'd sort of eaten. You're eating while feeding someone, and it was a confusing process, Gav. I think I got it all right. But I had a very unsatisfactory breakfast.
Okay, right.
That's all I'm saying. The tough breakfast wasn't up to standard. the reason I say all this is because I was watching the state opening of Parliament, Gav.
Yeah.
And I just noticed that everything that the Queen's got,
yeah,
she has the word royal in front of it. She says, you know, the royal car arrives. She'll go up the royal staircase through the royal door, up the royal carpet.
Wearing the royal shoes.
Yeah, the royal shoes.
Yeah.
She stops at the royal robing room. And so she does that. Then she gets, obviously, the royal crown.
Through the royal door.
She sits on the royal throne.
Yeah.
And then she came out again. They picked up again in the royal car. Hopefully, when she gets home, the royal dogs are going to be there. No, but what I
Is
thinking,
everything royal?
Is everything royal? When is the cutoff point? 83936, if there's anyone from the palace. I don't want any other time wasters. But if anyone from the palace, for instance, we know it's the royal dogs.
Yeah.
If the queen had a cat,
yes,
would it be the royal cat, or is that now the palace cat?
I think it would depend on how much she liked that cat.
Right, okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
But I want to know, is it written down? For instance,
yeah,
the queen has a royal car, I get that.
Yeah.
But if the queen left on a moped, no, would there be the royal moped?
Yes, that's a good point. Are there things that can't be royal just because of what they are?
The royal moped. It's a royal two-stroke, you know. And as I took out height, my royal moped for a spin this morning, I kicked it over.
Anyway, what about, so royal cat, okay, if she had a budgie.
Right.
They couldn't have the royal budgie.
I don't think you
royal
get,
hamster.
No.
Royal rabbit.
Yeah. Yeah. Toaster, is her toaster a royal toaster?
Royal toast.
Yeah, God.
Is it the royal toothbrush? I bet it is the royal toothbrush.
When she flushes the loo.
No. The royal flush. Yay! If she goes out and gets drunk. Is that right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
X.
Increasingly, adults are looking for hobbies and projects to focus on that offer a respite from their hectic lives. Like building a shed. Making that shed into a pub. Turning that pub back into a shed because they've got nowhere to keep the lawnmower. Not me, though, because I haven't got a garden. What I have got is joyful focus. And I found that joyful focus building the Empire State Building in my living room. I'm thinking of attempting the Colosseum in my kitchen next. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. The important thing is, with Lego, you can do that. It's not just for children. There are products designed to challenge mature, grown-up, sensible minds. Like mine. At whatever age, you can take on all kinds of builds that can really give you a well-needed break from the pressures of everyday life. And when you're done, back in the box it goes. No planning permission necessary. They have lots of options for any experience level, so it really doesn't matter if you haven't built with Lego products for a while. Search Lego Adults and find your joyful focus.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
I was just talking earlier about my tough breakfast in the tough kitchen.
Yeah.
But one of the new additions in the tough kitchen today, first day out,
yeah,
I've got the new tough bread bin.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm using the word tough because the Queen started to use royal, so I figure that's going to be my thing.
Everything of hers is royal.
That's all part of her, of the Queen, of the royal shtick.
Yeah, yeah. It is.
It is part of the royal shtick.
It is.
as opposed to the whole royal shtick. Anyway.
Yeah.
So I was in the tough kitchen just making some tough toast.
Yeah.
But I got quite excited because I've just bought a brand new tough bread bin.
Oh.
Yeah. Because the last bread bin, for some reason, I don't know where it was, but anything in there for longer than a minute just went mouldy.
Really?
I don't know if it was to do with the prevailing winds in there or how it whipped it through.
You need one of those silica gel sachets
but inside it furniture. It lost the handles and it left two quite big holes in the side.
Right.
I don't know why it needed handles anyway. I don't say, lug it about there. Where am I going to lug this?
Yeah, who carries
God,
a bin
I wish
bag?
This bread bin
a
had,
bread bin around.
I wish this bread bin had handles and I'd be able to... otherwise, it's just... my hands can't grip with the... Anyway... so I got this new tough bread, but it's just, you know, rolls up. It's quite a nice chrome thing. But it was a state opening parliament on TV.
Yeah.
By the time I got Milton down for his mid-morning kip.
Mm.
So I was making, that's the tough baby.
Yeah.
So I was just making some tough toast, tough toaster.
Mm.
And just as the state opening of parliament, I hope the Queen does, if the Majesty's listening, and I hope she doesn't find this disrespectful, but that was the first chance I had, the state opening of parliament, was to use my new bread bin.
Commemorative
to get the tough bread out.
Yeah.
But I suddenly thought... this is going to be a bigger thing in my life, apart from obviously some of the armed forces legislation that might be coming in.
Of course, yeah.
Which I always keep an eye on. Mm-hmm. But this is the opening of the new tough bread bin I've had here today. I just wish... I wish there'd been more than Jeff there for the ceremony.
Yeah, you'd think it would have been nicer, wouldn't it?
Well, no, Jeff was barking at it all morning because Jeff, he's quite a conservative, which is something we've had fallouts over.
Yeah.
Because he is so conservative.
He's very conservative.
Well, I put a new clock up. He barked at it. He doesn't like change.
Bulldogs, no, he's reactionary dog.
But he just notices things. And don't even talk to him about his fear of children's party helium balloons, the big silver ones. Christ alive, man. Honestly, it's like they're invading.
Does he disagree with
it? It's just like they're invading Earth.
Oh, my God.
It's like this is the beginning of the end. He looks at it. Sorry, that's Jeff. That's the tough dog.
Yeah.
Tough bulldog.
Yeah.
And anyway, I just thought, what a shame it is. Like, for that opening of the new tough bread bin.
Mm.
I didn't have a bit of a ceremony. They're just one guardsman or something like that, and we would pay for them.
Something,
that when you got openings of things, you could. As Tough John prepares to lift for the first time the opening of the tough bread bin. Two pipers from the Scots Guards play the toast to the toaster. They will now wait for a ceremonial 2-minute silence while they wait for it to pop.
A 21 gun salute or something.
Anyway, Tough John receives the tough toast from the tough toaster, places him on the tough plate, ready to be transited to the tough dining table. But the thing is, on Sunday, first time I got my new balcony doors working.
Right.
I mean, that would have really been something.
Oh, my God.
The balcony door now officially part of the tough.
As he waves to the common.
As he waves to the common, a cyclist looks up, baffled. Some passengers on a bus. Anyway, I'm just wondering, 83936, what are some of the openings you've had recently in your life that you feel could have a bit of the 4-7 thing commemorative treatment? Perhaps we could do a mini package for you of the opening, like a reenactment. And
man.
Gav will give you the 21 gun salute. I'll give you the best Nigel Starmer, whatever he was called, used to do Royal.
The commentary.
Yes.
The band of the Blues and Royals.
The mass bands of the Blues and Royals parade at the Mall. He just loved.
He's the Mall guy. He was the Mall guy.
He'll miss the Duke.
Yeah.
The Queen Mother herself, a veteran of the Mexican campaign. A prisoner of war.
She was a commando.
A prisoner of war in Guadalajara before. You're thinking, what? The Queen Mum? Anyway.
Killed them with her bare hands.
I was just looking at some of your openings. State opening of Parliament today. Just, here's an absolute beauty. This is
Ben of Deptford steps forward. Presented by a close friend with a box of PG tips. The first... of May. Always a big occasion. Ben steps forward, genuflex in the correct way, before presenting the PG tips to the surface of the kitchen. The kettle switches off as it reaches boiling point. Ben steps forward as the band of the Blues and Royals parades through the kitchen with the mug of Deptford.
What else we had in Gav?
The Ben mother looking on from behind.
The Ben mother, the Duke of Ben, and the Benlets.
The Benlets.
Let's go over to our team, I think, who are in...
Notts.
Is it in Nottinghamshire? Yes. I'll just find out. Yes, they're in Nottinghamshire. Here we go. Let's go over there right now.
Yes, indeed. You join us in time for Tom of Nottinghamshire and the grand opening of his six-week-old baby boy's nappy.
That's right. That's right, John. It's a very auspicious occasion.
It certainly is, Nigel. As Tom approaches the changing mat with his boy child, which he sets upon the mat.
He's just sitting there looking at his wee dad. He loves him so.
The father stands straight to attention as the son looks like he wants to be elsewhere than the mat.
The father a little apprehensive about what might be in the nappy.
Certainly, Nigel, we've heard via the Nottinghamshire grapevine that he is hoping for we.
I think so.
It'll be interesting as he opens the nappy. He's received the signal.
And there it is.
One of the clasps just being a little bit more stubborn than the other. On the left-hand side there, he can't quite get his fingers underneath just to peel that away with the other one off. It's off now.
His face looking a little revolted, but it's going smoothly.
I don't think it went quite the way he wanted.
No.
In that it clearly wasn't we.
No.
As we can tell by the grimace on his face. That was the grand opening of Tom of Nottinghamshire's six-week-old baby boy's nappy, hoping for we.
Radio X. Right, Gav.
Go on, yeah.
Get this. Before the experiment, they'd been shy, timid creatures. Mm. With the flick of a switch, they became party animals.
Who did?
That craved each other's company. Mice.
Mice?
Mice.
What, just on their own?
Yep. I mean, they really pumped them full of drugs. No, they didn't.
No,
here we go. Scientists have provided a glimpse of the ultimate icebreaker. Get this.
Go on.
Great for breaking the ice at parties. Perfect for breaking the ice at parties.
Carrier box with you.
And it's always just what mates, me and my mates used to ever say if we were ever buying too much booze from an off-licence.
Yeah.
And if ever you get that look like, what are you doing? You go, great for breaking the ice at parties. It's just one of those.
It's just for, yeah, it's what it's for.
We don't need that much. What are you getting four bottles of Jack Daniels for? Great for breaking the ice at parties. Yeah, right. But anything.
Anything at
all. But also, if you pick up things from that kind of, you know, any party shop.
Right.
Or just anything that's a bit fun. Actually, not in a party shop. Anything that, you know, sometimes in supermarkets, they have that section that's sort of a bit cakey and sort of party and it's got like a few candles. Well, anytime you're near there, along with going tacky, which I taught you last week, always pick things up that look a bit fun.
Right.
Anything that's trying to look fun in a shop, not a party shop, though I don't know why I said that.
Yeah.
You should always pick it up, display it to a friend you're shopping with or partner and go, great for breaking the ice at parties. And I don't know why, it's just
little bottles of glitter.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Little
great
candles.
Yeah.
But also, muffin cases.
But also miniatures.
Yeah.
Right, Gav. These mice, the ultimate icebreaker is they've used these mice and they've got a device that creates an instant rapport between two individuals.
How?
Cash. No, it's not. Its usefulness is limited. It only works on mice.
Really?
Yeah. Do you want to know what it is?
Go on, please. Yeah.
Well,
is it some
all,
kind of suit?
First of all, you've got to genetically modify your mice.
Oh,
then,
really?
Once you've done that,
first, sounds basic.
Take a pair of genetically modified eyes. Okay, already that's a bit of a leg up, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
Right. So that the neural circuits that play a role in social relationships become more active when exposed to light.
Light?
Right. They were fitted with a tiny wireless device that rested on the outer surface of the skull. So this is all you got to do with your mice.
Okay.
After you genetically modified them so that the receptors
are there.
Are connected to light.
Right, yeah.
The same sequence of light pulses was delivered into the skulls of two mice at the same time. They immediately formed a friendship because they're sharing the same thought.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe that explains the glitter ball.
Yes.
In clubs.
Yeah, right.
It's doing it to us already, aren't they? They've got everyone.
Well, no, maybe that's it. Maybe it's just the general disco lighting. It's like, do you see the lights earlier? Yeah, of course I'm standing right with you.
Yeah, now
right.
We really like each other.
Yeah, or the fact that when you're at a gig, you all seem to be enjoying the same act. And I've got to tell you, I mean, I've been to the O2 before and you can see everyone looks pretty well bonded.
Absolutely
in there.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe at football, when everyone's watching the same football game, apart from the away fans, and they seem pretty bonded as well.
Absolutely.
Congratulations. Yeah. When two mice share an experience, they seem to get on well. Well done, science. Well done, science.
Carry on.
Carry on. But I tell you what, though, Gav.
What?
Great for breaking the ice at parties.
Exceptional for warming up your guests.
Yeah. Simply genetically modify your guests so that their light receptors are more conducive to being sociable. Then flash them with pulses of light after attaching small sensors to their heads, which feed directly into the brain.
They'll thank you.
Great for breaking the ice at parties. At parties. Great, great, great. Break the ice. Break the ice at parties. Parties, 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 parties.
X Radio. X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Have you got a hero for us?
Who?
Every single day of the week, the Woodman furnishes with a hero. Today, absolutely no exception, except it's Man-Eating Monday. So Gav has an animal with man on his menu. Gav, what do you got?
And it's taken us forever to get round to this creature, Johnny, but today we have...
Why?
Today we have wolf. Well, mainly because wolf attacks in terms of predation are very rare now.
Okay.
You get rabid wolves that might attack a person.
Okay.
But to be hunted by a wolf is incredibly rare now.
Okay, these are the ones we want for Scotland, right?
Well, the grey wolf, exactly. Yeah, yeah. That's okay. What everyone thinks of when you think of a wolf. It's a grey wolf.
That one that looks sort of lean and mean.
That's the one, with those long, narrow legs to get it through the snow.
Yeah, and it's also, it might not do you alone, but once it gets the numbers.
Exactly. So they're about 1.5 meters long, they're about 85 centimetres tall at the shoulder, and they weigh about 80 kilos, which is the same as me, weirdly.
Are you doing tail measurement there?
No, that's just the body.
Okay.
It's the grey wolf, it's the bigger of the wolf, the various subspecies. They've got an incredibly strong neck, bone-crushing teeth and jaws, and long legs to cover long distance in snow.
How does that bite shape up then, Woodman? Compared to something like a stag?
It's nothing as powerful as the hyena.
Right.
Which is incredibly powerful.
What about domestic animals? I mean, is it as powerful as, say, as a staffy or a pit bull or something? Or can it give
probably
you...
more. Probably more. They've got very... I don't know. I didn't look it up in a scale.
Could a wolf do a proper fighting dog?
Well, I'll get to that. There is only one dog that can deal with wolves as a guard dog.
Okay.
Well, I'll show you a picture of it. It's called a Swedish elk hound.
I know them. They're amazing.
Well, it's a wolf.
Yeah, it's basically a wolf. It's just a wolf.
It's a husky and a wolf mix or something. Yeah.
Okay, I can see why it can deal with a wolf. That's exactly what it is. Yeah, right.
So they're found these days mainly across Europe, Asia and North America. They have other subspecies like golden wolves and the Ethiopian wolf.
But we're dealing with
mainly the grey wolf. It's a social pack animal, cooperative hunting. They prey mainly on hoofed animals like moose. Is it meese or mooses? As well as livestock or
moose,
carrion.
I don't know. It's a very good
meese.
Question.
I think it's meese. Wolf attacks on humans, as I said, all very rare, but it wasn't always so. In France, between 1362 and 1918, nearly 7,500 people were killed by wolves, most of which were non-rabid. I'm not sure how they figured that out in those days.
Sure.
In Switzerland, between 1801 and 1825, 112 attacks, 77 fatalities, and only 5 cases of rabies.
Wow.
In Iran, in 1981, there were 98 attacks. In India, in 1875, more people were killed by wolves than tigers.
Wow!
It's 721 fatal attacks in that part of the northern province of India in 1876. Cases of people being preyed on by healthy wolves always happened after long historical periods of coexistence near each other, when they got used to us.
Gav, just a fact, just in, a grey wolf's bite is 3 times stronger than an Alsatian.
Unbelievable.
Or German Shepherd.
That
yeah, thank you very much.
Unbelievable.
But Gav, those stats you were giving us then, they're just... Well, it's content like that that makes this one of the most exciting slots.
I think so.
In any radio show anywhere on earth. Ladies and gentlemen, the Woodman gave us a hero, and we salute
the Grey Wolf.
Thank you very much indeed, Woodman. Absolutely beautiful.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Gav, get this.
Go on.
A gang of 5 men have been banned from metal detecting at all of Britain's historic sites.
Why?
After admitting to raiding castles and just looting priceless artifacts. Okay, when you're metal detecting, right?
Yeah.
What's important is you're outside, not particularly, and you've asked the person's permission where you're doing your detectorist work.
Yeah.
But also the things are below the ground.
Yeah, it's usually a farm or something.
They're not on a wall.
Yeah, or in a cabinet.
Yes, or in a cabinet. The owner's not already. You can't just go round with a metal detector around a stately home.
I found
a suit of armour with an axe. I found another sword.
A massive diamond in a crown.
Yeah, quick, get him in the van. No, that's just thieving.
Yeah, it is.
You know,
yeah,
if,
yeah.
I mean, if you start metal detecting somewhere at night and sort of it takes you through someone's window, you've crossed a line.
Yeah, you're a burglar.
You're now in someone's
house.
That's burglary. That's burglary. You can't pretend. Yeah, no, we're just... Do you know what? I was just so plugged into the signal.
Yeah.
I just didn't even notice the fact I'd gone through someone's door, found a safe on the wall, started getting the combination, put a little bit of sort of a few shotgun cartridges in there, exploded the thing. I nicked all their cash.
Brand new Rolex. Yeah, it was brilliant.
Literally metal detected. Put me on medieval. I thought it was medieval. It turns out it's from 1988. Yeah, right. But anyway, these guys, man, they're just giving the whole thing a bad name.
That's no good.
No.
That's no good at all.
Do you know the important thing is I've been on the cover of Treasure Hunter magazine. I don't want to bang on about it.
Right.
But it is one of the proudest moments of my life.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been on a cover of a few magazines.
You did Mud Men, the whole series.
I did three whole series, Gav. And I got to tell you, being a treasure hunter, you just feel so great. But the treasure is when you find something that's historical, that's everyday.
The older, the better.
These people, they're just thieves.
They're treasure hunting.
Say things like, I found a site, I'm keeping it down. I'm not turning the portable antiquity scheme. We're going to go in there tonight, we're going to hammer it. Those sort of bit. I saw that quote in the paper thinking, that's not in the spirit of it.
That's not fair.
No, but sometimes I found things with no value at all, but it's really exciting when you find them.
Yes.
Like, for instance, I found a pewter, a syringe made of pewter.
What?
That was down by the riverbank, right by where the Globe Theatre was,
right.
That had been used. They used to fill it up with mercury and put it down here. Woo!
What, for treatment?
Yes,
for
treatments for if you've got a bit of syphilis. But you sort of find that and you think, wow, that's been in an actor's... Right, let's have a...
Radio X.
Get this.
Go on.
Guess what they've just used 100 chickens to do in China? Don't say eat. Or turn into Kung Pao chicken.
Dancing.
You've read the item, haven't you?
No. I promise you, I haven't.
They've trained 100 chickens to
Why?
Dance using electricity.
What?
No, they haven't. Get this, okay? Because you're looking at me like I...
No, but the last time we did this, you said, guess what they've got dogs doing? And I said, what? Harmonies. It was a massive guess, and you went, yes. They've got them singing.
I was lying then as well. I made that. Kev, you forget, I lie a lot. I'm like those people I was telling you to avoid on social media.
Sure,
those
sure.
Just crazed lone liars.
You're a botnet.
Yeah, and they just get satisfaction when they just hear some athlete on Five Live going, and the stuff I've had to listen to from this group. You think it's me. It's just me. Right, you ready for this?
Go on.
Residents of a city in the east of the country, that's China, have been told to stay indoors. You know why?
Why?
Hunters are trying to catch a leopard that escaped from a Chinese safari park. Ah, the old Chinese safari park.
Yeah.
What do you call a Chinese safari park? Car park. No, the old Chinese safari park. What would you call? What is that?
Oh,
it's a Mexican handbag.
I don't know.
The old Chinese safari park. I thought it is.
What?
Those quite insane people that have like 50 cats, loads of dogs, and just all animals living in the house. Ah, the old Chinese safari park, eh?
Go on.
83936. What is the old Chinese safari park? Right. Nearly 100 chickens are being used to lure the animal. This town has made a big investment to get this leopard. It's escaped. So they've got 100 chickens.
Yeah.
They're going to lure the animal. One of three that got out last month. So this town's got three of these leopards.
Three leopards?
Yes, three leopards, yeah. The other two have been caught again.
Oh, okay,
There's one kicking around. The park in Hangzhou concealed the escape for 3 weeks.
Well, they didn't tell anyone.
No. They don't want to harm. Why? It'll just harm business. They want three. They want a three leopard park. And remember, it's no big deal in China, saying pandas.
And when they get asked, they just say, "Oh, don't worry about it."
Oh, don't worry about it. But get this: I only say it because a Bengal tiger, last seen at the back of a jeep driven by a defendant in a murder case, is at large in Houston.
Oh my God!
Right, the animal came to the attention of the authorities on Saturday after neighbors in a western suburb of the city just spotted a Bengal tiger lounging on a lawn at dusk.
Why has everyone got tigers? What's going on?
I don't know. I blame Tony Montana.
Yeah, it's his fault. Yeah.
It is his fault. Yeah,
that montage has a lot to answer for.
Yeah, it really does.
That wedding montage.
Take it to the limit. Taking big sacks of money into
the bank.
Yeah, right. That's not in the montage, actually. It's in the part of the wedding thing.
Oh, how old?
3 next month.
Such a lovely age.
I know, so full of beans. Only yesterday we were roaming through the countryside, splashing through puddles.
Knowing we were covered the moment I left the Audi centre was such a blessing.
Buy an approved used Audi before 31st of May and you'll get the reassurance of 2 whole years warranty, roadside assistance, key cover and up to 2 years MOT cover. Timelessly Audi. Search Audi approved used to find out more. Valid until May 31st, 2021 for vehicles from 12 to 96 months old and up to 100,000 miles at point of activation. MOT and key cover are underwritten by UK General Insurance Limited. Visit audi.co.uk.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
I grew my hair during lockdown. Turns out it's black.
Mm.
Consequently, my partner Vanessa has taken to playing this. Whenever I brush my hair or visit the loo, in an effort to mock my nouveau noiry locks, it's her mock anthem, gang. You then started sending in yours. This led us to form a brand new feature, and it really is. Well, it reminds you why this is the best show maybe in the world. It is items that have this strength and depth, this quality. Mark you! Sorry, against character. Hang on.
We will.
Oh, mark you! What I do to get that put seamlessly within the Mercury original,
sure,
is I move past. Look, I'm there on my chair over
You're
here.
You're dopplering it, yeah.
So I go. We will mark you.
He's literally sliding across the room, yeah, past the microphone.
I'm like a very slow-moving car with a singing driver. Or anyone in London. Anyway, you started sending in yours. It's a brand new feature. We're so excited. We've had mock anthem sung at a Devon-based office worker, John Knight, which is John Knight in Devon. We've also had, and Gav, you need to sing along badly to these. Either do one. I don't mean do one. I mean,
I'll leave it to you.
But don't just join in late, like quite an annoying passenger in the slow moving vehicle.
Okay.
Right. Who could forget? What a feeling. Help me, Gav, I've gone too high.
When you're out with Gary Whelan.
Thank you, Gav. I just went too high.
I knew
I wasn't
going to
get there,
high.
And you're better at that end of the range.
Yeah.
Who could forget the Howard Duble theme? This is Howard Duble. This is Howard Duble. Ba-la-la-la-la-la.
I know you love singing that.
I do.
That's why I didn't join in.
You could join in with that.
I know I could, but I know
just,
you like it.
So I'll tell you what this radio.
This is how we do it.
No, that's not
good. That's how you do it.
You just like you're on the loo.
This is how we do it.
Bit weird. I don't know. Is that like one of the Gibbs? Is that the Bee Gees version? Let's do it again. And.
This is how we do it.
I can't do the Gibbs.
That was the Bee Gees.
You did it really well.
Was,
you sound like the Bee Gees.
Thank you very much. If Big Side takes the really high one.
Oh, man.
Start again. 1, 2, 3. And.
This is how we do play.
There we go.
It's all right. Yeah.
It's all right. That was working for us there. Okay. All they know about Big Side now is that he can sing in falsetto.
That's right. Yeah.
If you meet him and you see someone in the shop going, that's him. Here are a few more we've had in. This is Mike in Selby. Thank you, Mike. Our history teacher was called Helen Miller. We used to take it in turns to ask to go to the toilet. She would often say no. The class response was, Miss Miller, no! She will not let me go. Let him go! Miss Miller will not let him. It never fails to get us thrown out of class. Okay, Gav, now it's your turn.
M in Manchester says, my dad is called Rob. One Christmas a few years ago, we coined a new way of referring to our gran, his mother.
Yeah.
Everyone now sings, Rob's mum! You don't have to put up...
Rob's mum!
Rob's mum!
Hey, I've got a mate called Rob. That's fantastic, man. Anytime I mention his mum, that's brilliant. Rob! Sorry. This is from Stuart. Thank you, Em in Manchester, for that. Absolute peach. Get this, Stuart in Plumpton. I went to have a few drinks in a mate's garden last week because we were outside. There was no way of keeping the drinks chilled. He decided to bring out a bowl of ice cubes to do the job. He tripped and smashed the lot. Straight away, the lads piped up with, he dropped a bowl of ice!
Radio X.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Last week on the show, Debbie came on. Now, she works at the Cotswold Wildlife Park. I was going to fill you in on a bit of information someone just gave me about the five. There you go, my sunglasses. It's absolutely unsuitable. So we'll move on. Yeah. Really unsuitable. Yeah. Debbie was a great guest, but she also said this show could have a penguin, could be the proud owner of a.
It's one of our best moments.
Gav, to be a show that actually owns a penguin.
How many radio shows can say that?
Well, listen.
I know you want one, Johnny,
man.
I know that I could meet you down the back of Leicester Square and do a swap.
Cash for penguin scandal. God, we give
power. Just have one of ours.
Yes.
You can always have the one that hatches. Let's call in yours. So you've got one.
How about that, gang?
My God.
About that? We've now got a penguin. Question is, Gav.
Yeah.
I mean, already someone says, why don't you call the penguin Peter?
That's been a popular option.
Very popular. But I think what most people, even though no one's texted it yet.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people want to call it Lil Teach.
Yeah, I think so. Lil.
Although no one has said that, and there's nothing that leads me to conclude that pretty well whatsoever. I get the feeling.
Yeah, I think
it'd
so.
It'd be
yeah.
popular.
Yeah, yeah. You've got Lil Nas.
Yeah, right. What was ODB's kid called? Oh, no, it was LDB, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, Gav.
Go on.
You couldn't exactly call a penguin the Woodman.
No, you couldn't. No, no.
Well, that'd be really odd.
It would be,
this
yeah.
This is my penguin. We call him the Woodman. Actually, it's not bad.
TJ would be a good name
TJ,
for a little
yeah,
penguin.
Yeah,
no, I quite like
this. That's
TJ.
Really good. It's a kid series.
It
TJ.
Is. Yeah, yeah. TJ you the penguin.
TJ the penguin.
Or Peng.
TJ the penguin. That's me. Something like that at the start.
Absolutely right.
But now it's time to join TJ and his friends.
Exactly.
In whatever cove.
Yeah.
Something cove. In Penguin Cove. Or some more in Humboldt Cove. Yeah. For another journey with TJ the Penguin. TJ the Penguin. That's me. There you go. Right, it's yourself, Gav.
Yeah.
Generally, people getting tangled in nets. I know what it could be.
What?
It's penguins who have sworn to kill fishermen.
What?
I've gone too far, haven't I?
I've gone a little far.
I've gone
there.
Too far. I've gone too far.
I mean, that's like special forces.
I've gone way too far. Oh, I went in there.
That's
it
like
was so,
squads.
No, it was so light and such good fun, and now I've made it into something dreadful. All right, then farmers. No, sorry. It was the other bit. They're friends, and they help things that are captured in nets.
Yeah, that's good. That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
And they
are the SBS of birds.
Yeah, they are.
They swim.
Right.
They can swim.
And also, they always go home for a nice fush supper.
They do.
And let's make them Scottish. Let's make them
absolutely,
Scottish.
Absolutely, definitely right.
Scottish penguins.
Yeah.
Oi, TG, I've seen a fisherman. Let's go and kill him.
Well, Beaver Phipp Haisley suggested Tam. As
Tam!
Tam, the penguin.
Tam, no, that could be one of his friends.
Okay.
One of TJ's friends. It's going to be TJ now, and I've thought of the series. Scottish penguins that go off regularly and launch attacks on fishermen for overdoing their quota, particularly Norwegians. Radio X. Gav, were you aware of this research they've done into cats?
I saw a headline. You're talking about squares.
Yes. So, a few years ago, someone noticed that cats love a cardboard box. They love sitting in things like that. But they're just wondering
yeah.
if it would work without the box there, if the cat will just go straight for a square.
Right.
So if you just draw a square on the ground
yeah.
or you make it with tape,
yeah.
a cat will just go and sit in it.
It's amazing.
Because it's happily marked out. They like that. So not satisfied with this as a theory.
Yeah.
Domestic cats will just go to a square.
Right.
I'm sure, I don't know if it works for lions and stuff, otherwise it make hunting really easy.
Oh, that'd be weird, yeah.
Well, suppose you got gaffer tape out in the jungle or whatever,
yeah,
but not
yeah,
in the jungle,
yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean, anyway.
Yeah.
But a group of animal cognition scientists
yeah.
Have shown that this attraction is so strong, cats will even sit in a square when it's made of an optical illusion. Now, the one I want to explain to you is called the Kanitsa square illusion. So a Kanitsa square illusion, very quickly, if you imagine Pac-Man,
yeah.
Well, no, if you imagine four circles, each with a 90-degree segment out of it.
Yeah, pizza
so
slice.
So four cakes
missing,
with, a,
yeah.
with a slice out like that. And they're making up the corners of the square.
Yes.
So that's what they did. They effectively put four of those circles on the ground, but then had that square in there. The cat still went straight for that.
Still went for it.
Yeah, they
wow.
couldn't discern if it was an illusion or not.
Wow.
They still liked a square there. It just seems to me, if you're a grown adult, you're wasting your time thinking, can I fool cats about, can a cat fall for an optical illusion? You've got to yeah. think, Are we in the right ballpark here? Anyway, get this, right? But they've got these brilliant cats they tried it out on. Mm. And they set up all these floor markings. They started off with 500 volunteers.
Yeah.
Only 30 people saw the research with their cats.
Right.
New to the end. Do you know the champion, what the champion's name was?
What?
This is the cat that will sit in any square.
Yeah.
And it'll fall for anything. This is the one that went right through all the obstacle illusions to the very end.
Okay.
Because some of them then flake out. They say, no, I now know that's an obstacle illusion.
Right. Go
his
on.
Name was Stinky Valium.
No.
Well, no wonder he wanted to crash out, didn't he?
Yeah.
Just tranked up. That's just tranked up cats.
Just looking for a bed.
X. Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
Gav, yeah. You've got to feel sorry for anyone who makes their living as a psychic.
You do, yes.
Because any any slip-ups, you know what's happening.
You do. Yeah.
Okay, one, there's no such thing as a psychic, yeah?
That's right, yeah.
There's not.
Absolutely right. They just cold read, don't they?
No, otherwise they'd all be really, really wealthy.
That's right, yes. Well, all they'd have to do is bet on the lottery. And that's
yes,
it,
or yeah. Just get a feeling about a horse.
Or a game of football.
No, I'm not a psychic like that. What do you mean? Well, no, I'm psychic in a way you can lie.
And pay to come and watch me lie.
I'm more psychic in a way it's not provable. What do you mean?
I'm getting the letter D in the room.
Yeah, and then I'll wait for someone to say me.
That's right.
Or I'll say, do you know a gym? And they'll go, yes. And I'll go, well, that's mate. I just felt it.
And if he looks like he's over 50, I'll say, you've had a death in your family at some point, haven't you?
Yeah. I'll just look at someone and think, I bet they know someone whose name starts with J.
Yeah, that's it.
And I'll take it from there. What I do is I know if they've come along at all, they're looking for answers already.
That's right.
Anyway, a lying TV psychic failed to predict his £100,000 legal bill.
What, he sued someone, did he?
I'm not going to name. He's a celebrity psychic, anyway, Gav. But someone said clearly he must have known that he by his readings he was going to get a £100,000 fine. Unfortunately, no, he didn't. He'd failed to put the money away.
Right.
So I think they've now seized assets. Gav, you didn't see that coming, did you?
No.
I think when Kelvin McKenzie
waved
goodbye to Mystic Meg,
right,
when she worked at the News of the World,
right.
I think, I don't know if this is true, but someone in the organisation, it might have been someone who used to work here, might have said to me that when she went into the office, Kelvin said, obviously you know what this is about.
Radio X.
In between days, the Cure, as the woodman, doesn't open the door for Big Si, struggling with all the drinks he's just bought up from the newly opened canteen here at Global Towers.
Wonderful.
I don't want to brag, I don't want to boast, but you can now get Mars bars and salt and vinegar crisps, the proper ones.
At any time of day.
Yeah, that's the first thing I did. I went and bought my old-fashioned 3Cs trilogy.
Right.
Yeah. That's can confectionery crisps.
Yeah.
Always the greatest conversation you can ever have for a first date.
The Trinity.
Well, you just find out a lot about someone.
Sure.
But what you have to say is not that moody trilogy. Like, sometimes I'll switch it up. But if I was going to a really limited old school garage.
Yeah.
I'm always going, can of Coca-Cola, Walker's Salt Vinegar Crisps, Mars Bar. Out the classics.
It's a classic combo.
Yeah, but people who start going, no way, man, I'm going for it. And they start sort of suggesting some bar of chocolate that's not going to be there.
It's not going to be.
That. Yes, and also you can't guarantee you're going to have a full selection of Monster Munch in that either.
No.
Gav, what are your three? I wasn't going to do this, but what are your three C's, Gav?
Well, I remember you asked me this years ago.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
It was what's its...
Which flavour?
Normal.
Okay, normal. The normal cheesy what's its. Are there any others, in fact?
I think there are, but I don't think I've ever tried any.
I joined it the other day.
I've tried the big what's its. Have you tried them?
Oh, man.
They're fantastic.
Have you done the Nottingham Nibble with those?
No, what's the Nottingham Nibble?
The Nottingham Nibble was part of the advertising campaign for Watts's in the 80s. Good Lord, there's a bloke walking through Leicester Square with a top hat on.
Nice.
He's a doorman. Relax. He's not posh. For a second, I thought.
It's not Jacob Rees-Mogg.
I thought the Aristotle was... Seize him! God, seize him!
So what's the Nottingham Nibble?
There were two things they used to have in the old adverts for Watsits when Watsits first came out, when the miracle of maize injection, whatever it is.
Corn puffs,
whatever it is. The first is the Manchester Munch,
right,
which was you merely go in half and then take the other one.
Yeah.
And the Nottingham Nibble was you very fast, you sort of feed it through the teeth.
Bugs Bunny style.
Bunny style with a carrot. You go, that's the Nottingham Nibble. Which I can do incredibly fast still to this
can
day.
You?
Yeah.
My technique was...
Sorry, Gav, I was just going to say, the big ones, though...
Oh, they're awesome.
Oh, I
well, that's the thing, because the normal size ones, my technique is always one.
Yeah.
Then two.
Yeah.
Then four.
Yeah.
Then poor.
Well, no, that's
because
that's,
they aren't big enough.
Jeremy, I thought you just eaten all the watches in the packet. Yeah. I tell you what is interesting. If you do get a pestle and mortar,
yeah,
and you want to waste time,
right,
and a packet of watches, just experiment, just to show your children
how
just crush it up, see what's in there.
How small a packet?
You're left with just like about as much dust as you normally get in a pocket anyway.
A spoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, less than that.
A spoon of yellow.
Listen, there's nothing in there. I just do not see how you can put on weight with them. There simply isn't enough in there. Anyway, your three C's.
What's its? Orangina and a Kit Kat is what I went for last time. Okay. I'll stick by that.
I'll stick by
I like Orangina.
Do you know what? That's the most sincere. That's the most sincere Gavin has ever looked at me.
Ever.
And he went, and I'll stick with that.
Yep, ever.
And I'm going to stick with that now, John.
Thanks, Dale.
No, Gav, you're getting it wrong. the way she's Jane McDonald said it to Dale Winton on the chat show, she went at the end, she just went, Thanks, Neil. And she went off to sing.
Yeah.
Because she'd just done the showbiz's biggest contradiction, which I can't discuss now, Gav.
No time.
Listeners beg me for the story.
Sure.
Which guys would. Little Simon, what are your three C's? What are you putting into bat there?
I'm going packet of discos.
What?
Salt and vinegar discos.
Okay,
really good.
Oh, they're so strong.
Very
though,
old school. God, they're so old. Zingy.
Okay, love that. Yeah. Not putting a foot wrong here. Go
controversial
on.
Pepsi Max. I know you're not a big fan.
Let's have a tune. What was the third? Just
go on, yeah.
Twix.
Okay, but again, available everywhere. I like that as a three C's. I haven't had to rule out anywhere.
No.
Anything there. Like some people start to put Frazzles and things on. I'm thinking, they're not readily available.
They're not everywhere, no.
Because if they were, I'd certainly take out those salt and vinegar crisps, and I'd be putting salt and vinegar chipsticks into bat.
Oh, yeah.
Any day of the week you want, yeah? And begging you to tell me where you got them, which was
yes.
the garage. Because I will fill up at a garage that has salt and vinegar chipsticks.
I've seen you do it.
Yeah. Dave in Wakefield's man after my own heart.
What's he gone for?
Just left the garage. Coke, can, Snickers, and cheese and onion Walkers. Classic.
That is old school, yeah.
Dave in Wakefield, can I just say, I'm glad you went for the can. I've spoken to people at Coca-Cola. I'm not going to tell you the source is, but don't trust the bottles. Off the record.
Really?
Well, you can a bit, but after about 6 months, you're going to get a bit of plastic in there.
Oh, you mean the plastic bottles? They do some glass ones still, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I know, if you're going to go
and
for a glass bottle.
They are the apex.
Oh, no, if you're getting plastic in the glass bottle, then you're onto something. That's something really weird's gone on there. What's the next one they're saying there?
There's no name on it, but they're going for Sprite, Seabrook Salt and Vinegar, and Lion Bar. Now Seabrooks are not in every garage, are they?
No, they're not. But I'll take that as Salt and Vinegar as Walkers in there.
Yeah, yeah. Fair
so
enough.
Sprite, Salt and Vinegar crisps, and Lion Bar is fine.
Yeah.
TJ, Coke, Topic, and Flaming Hot Cheetos. You're not going to get
the.
You can't rely on. Although it still is the best thing I've ever heard as a family in Greece pushed off to go for a day. Just an afternoon they'd hired in one of those motorboats.
Yeah.
It had the F word in, but I'll leave that out. I'll leave a gap there. As they pushed off, and the husband was staying behind. He left his family drift off. And this woman's looked back at the husband and son, and she's going through the bag desperate, and she's going, Dave, I know! Cheetos!
There's no Cheetos!
No, there's no.
Yeah.
But she says, Cheetos! Like, she couldn't think of setting up. You
man.
Can't go to sea without them.
Liam in Daventry saying salt and vinegar. Sorry, ready salted Walkers, a twirl, and an orange tango. And then he says, boom.
Boom. That is good, though. Yeah. So he's gone for plain crisps, a twirl, an orange tango.
Ooh.
Interesting choice, though.
I like the taste of salted crisps after I've eaten some chocolate.
Yeah.
That's a nice combo.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, I'll go with a plain crisp if I'm teaming it up with a sandwich.
Definitely.
Just feels classier.
Sure.
Gav.
Yes.
The best moment that Knickknacks ever had, I told you about this ages ago, was don't ruin it.
Go on.
I've sort of ruined it myself anyway.
Go on.
But don't attempt to do it. Was when Michael, whatever he's called, the guy who does the boxing, he's made over 420 million quid just about going, let's get ready to rumble.
The announcer, yeah.
When Frank Bruno took on, I think, Tim Witherspoon.
Right.
In America, they have, in association with Budweiser.
Yeah, they do.
King of beers.
Oh, yeah.
In Britain, to make us just look really amateur and sort of low rent, they went, in association with a golden wonder knickknacks before the big fight. I was thinking, Christ, I love this.
Knickknacks?
Yeah. In association with High Golden Wonder, her knickknacks.
Why didn't he just say Golden Wonder? That's so
no, I don't know. Anyway, Gav. Yeah. Here's the next one for you. This is Andy. Again, the Seabrook's mystery. Yeah. I got to try these. Andy's choice, nice though. He's gone for Fanta, presumably orange Fanta, Seabrook's prawn cocktail, and a double decker.
Wow.
A lot of people don't realise that Coca-Cola made Fanta, or Fanta was originally made for the German army during the war, because they couldn't get Coca-Cola over there. It's actually made from pumpkin, or it was back then.
The colour of it, is it?
Yes.
That's why it's
so
orange.
So all American troops had Coca-Cola. All Germans had Bex or Fanta. How about that? I'm not saying that's anything.
They really know how to make it in Spain.
Yeah, I love
delicious
it.
Delicious in Spain.
Why is it good?
I have no idea.
And also, you get to say, Fanta Naranja.
Fanta Limón.
Fanta Naranja.
Yeah.
Anyway, he says, you can't always get Seabrook's, though. Absolute finest, thin-sliced, crinkle-cut, deep-fried, flavoured potato produce. Mm. I suspect there's a bit of PR in there.
Yeah.
This is Ben in Devon. Mm. He says, Lilt Twix Hula Hoops.
Wow.
Do I like it? Available everywhere. I'm ruling that in as a 3C.
You can get it.
Gav, next up.
Ian in Barnsley's gone for Lilt, same. Salt and vinegar, French fries, and a boost.
Okay, a pack of salt and vinegar, French fries.
Yeah.
That's very old school. I remember when they hit the market.
It was really thin.
And I was really confused because as a devotee of the salt and vinegar chipstick, I was thinking, what the hell is this?
They're not as good as chipstick.
No, but they had a great advert originally when they came out. Mm. With we had a barbershop quartet.
Right.
Singing I'm Forever Eating French Fries. French fries are the ones for me. For a few pence a pack. I keep coming back to French fries. They're made of potato, you see. It's a really nice advert, that one. My top three, Walker's prawn cocktail, biscuit and raisin Yorkie, and a pint of blue milk. Scott and Cancer.
Oh, my God.
You the man. Dinner is served.
X. Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
Gav, if there's one thing that always troubles me at football clubs, and no one likes this, is caretaker managers.
Yes, no. It's not a good...
Because if they do well, it's really bad for whoever's coming in next anyway.
That's true.
If the caretaker actually does well, you're thinking, oh, crap, everyone goes, let him stay.
Yeah, and then you get a season of badness after that.
Yes, he's just had a little bit of a run, and it's actually senior players more sort of running it because they hated the old manager and they just want to show that he was crap.
Right.
And they were right to get all bullshit going, we're not going to play properly.
And we should have been attacking more.
You see, we told you he was bad. Look what we're like with an even worse manager.
And then the next season it goes wrong.
The next season suddenly goes, oh, yeah, it's just right. It turns out he was rubbish because he's a caretaker. Now, think how then... President Radev has appointed a retired general as caretaker prime minister.
What?
They've got a caretaker prime minister in Bulgaria.
I've never thought of that as in terms of a prime
minister. I know, but it's like, has a school ever had a caretaker headmaster? And so, well, he's been at the school for ages.
He knows everyone.
He knows what to do. It's just took him.
He knows where all the keys
fantastic.
Work.
Fantastic. And he just finds out that the staff at lunchtime are just doing things like mending the odd tile in the bathroom or
putting the lines on the
pitches.
You
say that, but he's got all the toilets working.
Absolutely right. He knows all the naughty kids by name.
Exactly right. He knows where they all go. Exactly right. No, he gets on with all the naughty kids. That's the thing about caretakers. Yeah. They're the only ones he knows.
They catch fags off him.
Yes. roll-ups.
Roll-ups, yeah.
No, I just worry that you've got that caretaker. They never have a caretaker headmaster. I just think if a school is at the bottom of the league table.
Yeah.
And they're short of a headmaster. And they say, no, let's have a caretaker headmaster. And literally put him in charge. And he's just like, really? No qualifications at all.
None at all, yeah.
Maybe something he picked up doing national service or something like that. Briefly in the Merchant Navy. His last job before he joined the school.
That's all it would be,
That's it. You find, so where's the headmaster? He's just putting hammerite on radiators.
He knows where it is.
Yeah, that's it.
He knows where the hammerite
company
is.
He's got the sixth form using hammerite. And then after that...
He smells of two-stroke, for
sure. Have you seen the headmaster? The caretaker headmaster? Yeah, he's outside at the moment. He's just marking out the football pitch.
He's re-puttying the window.
The headmaster wants... Yeah, right. The headmaster wants to see you now in his boiler room. Suddenly
he's
just goes down
a brew.
He's just sitting there just on an old office chair with all the sponge coming out of it.
A kettle burrowing away
behind. He's talking to addressing parents just in his underground bunker. Anyway, I just wonder how this is going to work out. Imagine if it is fantastic for Bulgaria and it becomes the caretaker system, starts to become part of...
Well, caretakers are there to solve problems, aren't they? Imagine if the Prime Minister just started solving problems.
Right.
Bulgaria.
Gav, the point about... We know it always works as a short-term fix.
That's right, yeah.
So all
you've
got to do is just say, listen, well, what we're going to do is just have a system of caretaker managers, caretaker prime ministers, who are going to take it just for literally 6 weeks.
That's right,
And then they're going to, as soon as it starts to tail off, they're gone.
That's right,
Which would pretty well make any single Chelsea manager, a caretaker manager anyway. Right.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Right, Gav, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Martin in the Radio X office has had a broken hot tap for over 8 years. Unbelievable little sigh. You know, that's like the... Yeah, thanks, Gav. No, Gav, it sounds like a gas leak or something. It's not, whatever you're doing isn't working.
A coffee machine.
The sound you want is... There you go.
Yeah, wow. How did you do that?
You know. It's with my toes, actually. You don't want to know. You don't want to know where I stick them. Okay, Gav.
Yeah.
Martin in the... Let's start again, yeah? Because what I wanted, the reason we have the applause there, it's because it's a bit like when you get that, fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars. Right, so let's start again. It's going to be like one of those, you know, it's the greatest item in the history of radio. Here we go. So, Gav. Martin in the Radio X office has had a broken hot tap for over 8 years. Well, thank you. You're too kind. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks. Thanks. I know. I know. I love you too, pal. I love you. Woo! Okay. 8 years, which inspired our feature.
Martin's hot tap. He needs a brand new one. But he can't be asked to get it done. Martin's hot tap been broken for so long. But what haven't you fixed that went wrong?
Fantastic. Almost deserves the applause there, but little side choosing not to. Yeah. I'd have given her a burst of applause.
Very cruel,
there. Very brave as well. Yeah. That was Helen in Loughborough. Do you know what I love about that?
What?
She just did it alone.
A cappella.
She's obviously heard it on the radio. I thought, yeah, I'm going to say, yeah, I've sung on the radio nationally.
Brilliant.
Well, I've had one tune on. There was a cover version, actually, but we did a cover of a tune. If you are a band or a solo artist like Helen in Loughborough and you want to perform the Hot Tap theme, send your efforts to johnny@radiox.co.uk. As you can hear by Helen's effort there, I can pretty well guarantee you'll get on. There was no contest there. Yeah? We just line them up. They all get on. Just about. As the song says, anyway, thank you very much, Helen. Brilliant and plucky. As the song says, we're after all those things you can't be asked to fix. Not only are we celebrating your apathy, but also your ingenuity. Hashtag MHT, hashtag CBA, that's can't be asked. Gav.
Go on, what's Pete got?
This is Pete in Burton. I just say, Gavin, I can't see each other's on the sheet.
No, I don't know what you're going to say.
On the MHT form VF1. Pete of Burton on Trent said, when I was younger, I had a very old TV that didn't have a remote. Same. It did, however, have a dodgy on-off button that wouldn't always hold in. I found that by wedging a 6-inch ruler into the hole, I could keep the button from popping out and switching the TV off. As an added bonus, the ruler had a hole in it, so I tied some string to it and ran it to my bed. From there, I could simply turn it off by pulling the string.
Oh, my God. That's ridiculous.
I love the fact that he couldn't be asked to actually put a hole in the ruler. Something that's, I don't know if it's plastic or wood, but either way, that's not a... Fantastic, Pete. Thank you very much indeed. Go on, Gav.
This is from Russ, the kitchen installer.
Yeah, what's Russ saying?
So Russ says, a few years ago, whilst a bit squiffy,
yeah,
I stepped backwards in the kitchen and elegantly sat on the open door of the dishwasher. It was full of crockery and cutlery. This bent the hinges. We can't shut the door now without propping it up with a chair, books, and a Henry Hoover as ballast.
That's beautiful. All right, thank you so much, Russ, the kitchen installer. What I love is...
It's the Hoover at the end.
No, he's a craftsman.
Yes, he's a kitchen fitter.
He can do...
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a kitchen fitter.
He's a kitchen fitter.
Exactly right, Gary. He's a kitchen fitter. And yet he can't be asked.
Brilliant.
Because when he gets home, he's done all his fixing.
Exactly,
of course he can't. This is Gemma in Loughton. Thank you very much indeed, Gemma. Our toilet system, ballcock, well, the ball bit, broke and started taking on water.
Yeah.
Instead of buying another valve or at least a new ball, my husband opted to try attaching various objects to the lever arm to act as a float and cut the water off. Can I say I've gone the other way? The ballcock was riding too high.
Yeah.
And it just kept filling up. So I've gone the opposite way. Waiting things to go on it to keep it down in the water. Anyway. In the long run, it'll do the same thing, he said, which is that's like in the Martin's Top Tap DIY book,
right,
isn't it?
Right.
Sorry, don't DIY book.
Yeah.
Anyway, after the square of high density foam failed, he tried 6 corks, cable tied together. They floated apart. We now have one of our daughter's Finding Nemo armbands doing the job. That sounds absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much for that. Thank you. It's just imagine that. Right inside their system, they've got a Finding Nemo armband, which makes sure the ball cock...
Yeah. Genius.
Do you know what? They're so simple. I really know how they work. And I went through a stage in life when I just couldn't stop breaking toilets. I don't know why.
Really?
They just were always going wrong. Every time I went on, I sort of think, you know when you're sitting on a loo, I always give it a courtesy flush.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one of those things. Etiquette, isn't it?
Sure, sure.
I give it a courtesy flush.
Sure, sure.
Put some water on it. and but I always do that. And yet you get that uneasy thing when you can hear the systems filling up. You're still sitting there.
Yeah.
And generally, with the one I've got at the moment, I can just use my elbow because I've got those huge buttons.
Yeah, yeah.
You can just go with the elbow, and it's got one for like light and the other one for heavy. And I know, I just hit it with
everyone
the elbow.
Everyone ignores, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, and you just hear it filling up, and you're thinking, stop now, stop, stop.
Yeah.
And it keeps on going. And then you know, you think, that should have stopped now.
Yeah.
And then you know you've got a problem. And I've got one of these ones now that's integral to the wall.
Oh, man.
So Christ knows what.
How'd you get in there?
I can't see anything that you can take off to make it.
You've got to go next door.
You've got to go next door, yeah, exactly right. Door. Basically, Gav, you've probably got to dangle off the roof on like a trapeze harness.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
That was our podcast. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button now. You get the 4 till 7 thang downloaded straight to your device every single Friday. And if you want to get in touch, email Johnny at radiox.co.uk. You guys. Email Johnny at radiox.co.uk. I'm kidding, UK. Yeah?